Wednesday, November 22nd. President had Ehrlichman and me over at 8:30 this morning for a 2-hour meeting before he started his regular schedule. Went through a huge load of miscellaneous personnel things. He wants to kick Ida Rimstad out of the Geneva post and use that for a plum, and later developed that Hodgson wanted it. And he's going to give it to him, although originally he was thinking of giving that to Rumsfeld as a 1-year deal to get rid of him. Still concerned about Rumsfeld, redefines the Peterson job as a super ambassador in Europe. Had me call Helms while we were meeting to tell him we want to make the change in March when he reaches 60, but make the announcement earlier and that we'll keep Iran open for him. Wanted me to call Rogers, but I couldn't get him to offer Irwin Paris and get Alex Johnson to retire. Tell him that Casey and Rush are coming in. Wanted to consider John Kyle for congressional liaison at Interior. Raised the question of some of the Catholics, the Italians, and said he won't consider any Italian unless he's a Catholic. Wants a list of all those, see if we can't do that. Juggled a lot of names around, like Dent, who we now are not going to take for commerce, maybe for transportation. Malik for transportation. Moved Silberman out as a judge from the Labor Department. Good man in there. Wants some blacks, at least 2 black ambassadors, and at least 1 good one in the White House. On ambassadorial appointments, he wants to be sure they're all made for 2 years. Because Goldwater, for example, when he leaves the Senate in 74, wants to have ambassador to Mexico for 2 years. Goldwater and everyone else is pushing hard that Dole must leave, that he's out of his mind to consider staying. Was concerned about a letter he got from Gabe Haughey saying that the jubilation on his election is muted because of Watergate. Wanted me to check Flanagan, Mitchell, Don Kendall, and a few others on that. Says if the OEP is not subject to confirmation, we should give it to Pat Gray, but he cannot send Gray up for confirmation hearings. Says that Webster of IRS must be accountable to Ehrlichman, not through Schultz. Same with the FBI. Made the point that we need some good Mexicans. Wants to consider moving Ramirez up into something. Says we should have a monthly meeting of the cabinet to cover general problems. He's starting to get soft on the need to meet with cabinet people, I think, as he's being pushed by some of these appointees. Kissinger question came up in several contexts. First, he wants me to talk to Henry about being very careful on all his appointments in his place, that he should examine his staff. The president had a check made regarding all the people in government who support him. McGovern, and of all the agencies, you had the most in your office, 13 former staff or paid consultants who supported McGovern. Then, having loosened the ground, he wants me to lob Scali for UN at him. Wants to make the point to Henry that the rules are no end runs on personnel to Ehrlichman, Schultz, and so forth. They must come to me, and then if we can't settle it, the two of us go to the president together. Want me to call Haig in Paris and get Henry to quit posing for pictures smiling with Lee Duck Toe. Then dictated a wire to Kissinger, a cable that he wanted me to send, saying the president's very disappointed in the lack of progress in the negotiations to date. Under the circumstances, unless the other side shows the same willingness to be reasonable that we are showing, I am directing you to discontinue the talks, and we shall then have to resume military activities until the other side is ready to negotiate. They must be disabused of the idea they seem to have that we have no other choice but to settle on their terms. You should inform them directly without equivocation that we do have another choice. And if they were surprised that I would take the strong action I did prior to Moscow summit and prior to the election, they will find that now with the election behind us, I will take whatever action I consider necessary to protect U.S. interests. Henry called me on the phone from Paris to report they had another 4-hour session, still in a very tough phase, may break through tomorrow, that he will be bringing the South Vietnam emissary back with him, that a meeting in New York with the president would be fine over the weekend, and but that he'll need 2 separate hours of his time, that he'll probably leave Saturday and be in New York Saturday night, and that Ziegler should say nothing as of now. President's meetings that I sat in today included Bill Clements, the new Deputy Secretary of Defense. That went very well. Clements comes on like gangbusters, a very strong guy who is going to push hard for building the Defense Department, but cutting costs wherever possible, exactly what the President wants him to do. The President told him that he must do the cutting, but he must play a hawk versus Elliott, that he should have a close role with Kissinger, that he should spend some time with Packard after his announcement, also with Ken Rush, but Packard most important, that we have to get the Defense Department away from the defense establishment. He must understand that they're there. They must understand they're there to serve the President, not the Department. Discuss the problem with Tower and the concern of the key people in Congress, Thurman and Stennis, Hebert and Ahrens, that they've got to be sold on Clements and Richardson as a package before the announcement. Covered the relations with the military, that the President has to have a direct relationship with the Joint Chiefs and that they have to change their way of thinking. Told him to see Connally and get his advice on and reading on how to get along with Kissinger and with Elliott. Told him to broker his Texas position, keep his line into Texas as our Texas man, to work with Kissinger but stand up to him. Clements raised the point that John Foster is a disaster in R&D and that R&D is itself is a disaster and that Foster should be removed. President agreed and told him to go ahead and do it. He told him to tilt the other way from Elliott regarding systems analysis and so forth. President was very pleased with the meeting afterwards and said that's the kind of guy we should be appointing, not people like John Whitaker who are nice but soft. With Dave Kennedy, I laid the groundwork first that he wasn't going to stay on. The President opened describing the new Peterson assignment and that he'd be reporting through the White House, not the Secretary of State, as sort of a super ambassador to Europe, as Kennedy, in a sense, has been. Kennedy understood, agreed it was the right thing to do, obviously doesn't like being dumped, but realizes he can't do anything about it. Kennedy recommended considering Graham Martin for the Undersecretary of Political post instead of Porter. The President seemed to be interested in that as a possibility. Kennedy raised his special assignment projects on textile negotiations. The President told him to talk to Shultz about that, that he probably should follow up on it. And that he should also talk to Shultz after the first of the week on Jurek and the ongoing status of negotiations and so forth. Told him to talk to Bill Casey about what's wrong at state, both process and names in the lower echelons. Kennedy's going back Friday morning to Brussels, and as soon as Peterson's set, Kennedy should talk with him, but won't be back till the 9th. He reported that Rogers had shifted the NATO DCM out and had him working directly for Rogers. Put a new DCM in order to avoid Sonnenfeld being put in the Europe post. And Kennedy reported that Lund says the President should come to Europe as soon as possible and meet at NATO, and the President said he would do so after the inaugural and that Kennedy could tell them so when he gets over there. Timmons came into his meeting with the President prepared to resign. The President came on full steam telling him all the things he wanted him to do and cutting back his department and that sort of thing, and caught Bill completely off balance. Said in all departments, we'll appoint the congressional liaison. You should give us the recommendations for those spots, and then you should act as liaison with them, plus 2 men in the Senate and 2 men in the House in your office, the 2 best you can get. Then go with less people and make the departments work. That all of the PIOs are going to have to meet with Ziegler from now on, and that Timmons is doing the same with all the congressional men. They work for the President, not for the departments. Timmons mentioned the need to elevate the congressional men to assistant secretaries and raised the personal problem that it might be better for him to leave, that get someone with better communication with the President, a fresh face, and with some built-in status and prestige. The President told him to stay on through the session and then look. to stay in for 2 years and you'll be better off then. The Watergate will have healed. We need you and we'll have a close-knit, well-oiled team. On the Watergate, the main thing is to clear the slate. The stories are worse than the facts. Ford has requested an appointment with the president on Congressional Campaign Committee. The president said he'd see him. They agreed to have leadership meetings monthly, and in the alternate weeks have Big Four meetings if needed. And the president said Timmons should find a way to bring in the young guys for some special meetings. It was agreed that the cabinet room should be used for a lot of these meetings, even without the president. After all the meetings, the president had a chat with Ehrlichman and me, got into some detail on the whole Watergate thing, had John spell out the situation for him. And it's obvious that he's still concerned about that, and was pushing John to get a plan wrapped up as quickly as possible, and to him, end of November 22nd.